The forum was to unravel the developmental prospects of the country and programs to put in place to catch up with the developed world. The board chairman of the IEA, Dr. Charles Manson, wondered what had caused Ghana the seeming economic stagnation. He compared South Korea to Ghana, saying that Ghana had a higher GDP than South Korea some decades ago, but today South Korea lends to developing countries. He asked what had gone wrong.
I would like us to go back to 1955, when the so-called developing countries met at a small town in Indonesia called the Bandung. At that Bandung conference, most of the small countries came together. The developing countries, those who were then colonies, those who were, they all came together in Bandung, 1955. So there were 29 countries at that time. And those 29 countries made up 1.5 billion people on the surface of the earth. It was a big conference. Korea, South Korea was there. Malaysia was there. Singapore, Indonesia, India, big one was there, and China. Among the African countries were countries like Egypt, Ghana, Nigeria, Algeria, Tunisia, and several others. And the objective at that time was to oppose colonialism as an economic system. The political economy of colonialism was the objective. It's been 60, 55 years now or more, and the question is, have we been able to really uproot that old colonial economic system?
The director of the Center for Development Studies at the University of Cambridge, Dr. Ha-Jun Chan, said free trade is not the option for Ghana at this moment.
Yeah, you can get a bit of foreign aid and so on, but you know, the main part of it has to come from your export. Huh? Now, when I say this, people often say, yeah, therefore that we should do free trade. No. However, that is the confusion, because to have good export performance, you need a lot of government intervention. First of all, export markets are very difficult to break into. I mean, they have a high entry barrier, if I use some sort of economic jargon. So the government needs to provide a lot of help, you know, export subsidies. Unfortunately, these are banned by the WTO these days. But also marketing support, yeah, help with meeting various standards, the ISO, you know, the sanitary standard, phytosanitary standard. The government should also share risk, yeah, things like export loan guarantees.
Dr. Chang said Ghana has no excuse to continue lagging behind in terms of development.